Everybody turn to Leviticus 18. Lee made the point that Leviticus 18 starts out off with talking about idolatry. I can't find it. Can't find it there. Okay, 20 maybe does. 18 does not then. That's why I couldn't find it. Now look at Leviticus 18. It doesn't start out with idolatry, Lee said. Then it talks about incest in verse 6. Does that mean it's only condemning incest if it's done in worship to an idol? I don't think so. What about verse 20 where it condemns adultery? Does that mean it's only condemning adultery if it's done in service to an idol? You don't think so. What about verse 23? Condemns bestiality, having sex with an animal. Does that mean it's only wrong to have sex with an animal when you're doing it worshiping an idol? None of us think that. Then why would we make the argument? And we look at verse 22 where it says it's wrong for a man to lie with another man. Just as it's wrong in verse 23 for a man to lie with a beast, why would we think that was only wrong if it's done in service to an idol? That's totally inconsistent and it's totally incorrect. This is what the text says in Leviticus. Now it is plain and simple. This is God's word and He loves you. And that's why He told you this, because He doesn't want you to continue in this sin. Thou shalt not, underline the word not, lie with mankind as with womankind, it is an abomination. Leviticus 20, verse 13, if a man also lie with mankind, if he lies with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination, they shall surely be put to death, their blood shall be upon them. I think that's plain and that's simple. We just need to love the Lord enough to be willing to accept what He has to say. Now, of course, we looked at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, and there's the text. You see, it says fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, none of them will inherit the kingdom of God. None of them. Now, what Lee said in response to that in his last speech was, is that, well, that was only written to the church at Corinth, therefore it's only advice to them, and it's not binding upon us. Notice who actually the book was written to. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 2 says, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, that's true enough, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. We today call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. Therefore, this was not just written to Corinth, it was written to them primarily, we might say, but it was also written to all the Christians then, all the people that called upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ then, and all of the people today. After all, it was preserved for us in the Bible. There were many letters written by Paul and Peter, we would assume that weren't preserved in the Bible, because God never intended for that to be passed on through the generations. But this was. It was written for us too. And so 1 Corinthians 6 verse 9 does apply to us today, and it clearly says that homosexuals will not inherit the kingdom of God. It doesn't mean there's no hope. Just like there's hope for a thief, all he's got to do is quit being a thief and he can be saved. All a fornicator has to do is quit committing fornication. He can be saved. All an idolater has to do to be saved is to quit being an idolater. And all a homosexual has to do to be saved, be forgiven of that sin, is quit being homosexual. One last point on this point, that this was only binding upon that local congregation and not us today. Notice what Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:37. He said, if any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, I hope we want to be spiritual here, let him acknowledge that the things I write of you are the commandments of the Lord. This is not just a commandment of Paul. He said in 1 Corinthians 2, verse 13, that these words that they were speaking weren't just their own words. They came from the words that the Holy Ghost speaketh. They were inspired. God was telling them what to write, and here's what God had them write, had Paul write. Homosexuals shall not inherit the kingdom of God. I say that with all love and kindness, but it would be amiss. I would be amiss if I did not tell you the truth of what's in the Bible. And then Lee mentioned about David and Jonathan having a love for each other. Well, they did love each other. Just like I love my dad dearly. He passed away in 2001. Most of us here love our dad, our mother. But that didn't have anything to do with sexual relations. I love my dad just about more than anybody in this life. But it had nothing whatsoever to do with sexual relations. Love does not mean sex. The love that Jonathan and David had for one another was they were great friends, best friends. They had that kind of love. None of these verses indicate that David and Jonathan ever had any kind of sexual relationship. There's never a hint at it. Now notice, David was married to 7 women and had children. 1 Chronicles 31, 3, 1 through 9. The account, the most famous story about David in the Bible, unfortunately, is his taking Bathsheba in adultery and then having her husband killed. He was married to 7 women, and the most famous sin that he committed was committing adultery with Bathsheba. Does that sound like a homosexual or a heterosexual? Jonathan was married and had sons, according to those texts. He wasn't a homosexual. He was heterosexual. And then Lee quoted a man named Lamza, a translation of 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. I actually didn't disagree with the translation because it said people who commit sin with men and women. Fornication and homosexuality are both mentioned in the verse. I didn't disagree with it, but here's the point. He said Lamza translated the Arabic, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 9 wasn't written in Arabic. It was written in Greek. It was written in Greek. So it doesn't matter what the Arabic translates, even though I agree with the translation. It condemns both fornication and homosexuality, just like the King James shows, the New King James shows that. Having sexual relations with women and men, unlawfully, that's fornication and homosexuality. But it wasn't in Arabic. It was translated in Greek. What? Time? I'll put up this chart in conclusion. That's my time. You can read it for yourself. There are women that change the natural use of that which is against nature. Likewise, also the men leaving the natural use of the woman, burning their lust one toward another. Men with men, working that which is unseemly. That is very plain. This is a sin. We say that with love. We want you to repent so you can be saved. The Bible is not vague on this issue. It's very clear. Thank you so much for allowing us to come in to your, quote, house of worship. Having this Bible discussion where both sides can be heard. Again, I want to thank the church for doing that. You've been very kind. Thank Lee for doing it. All we ask you to do is consider what the Bible has to say, because it's right. It's from God. Any man can be wrong.